Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Get the latest on the Giants and Jets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie. Yeah,
dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
No, I've been working nights.
Tommy the legend.
We all know Tommy Lou Gehrig is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lou Gehrig on the Fan.
Say it, honey.
Alright, let's go. Tommy Lou Gehrig. Loogie. It's great to be back after my birthday bro trip to Nashville, which we'll get into, at least the parts we can get into, a little bit later on in the show, including a travel day for the ages yesterday. In all my years of flying, and I've been doing it since what? I mean, probably 10 years old. I have never experienced what I experienced yesterday. I'm sure some of you have, but me personally, I never have. And this is on the heels of earlier this year, when I flew to see my in-laws in Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, Tinseltown, the City of Angels, and we had that massive blizzard when half of you told me, you'll be fine. I think Rosenberg said, we're going to get like 2 inches of snow. Meanwhile, I still think there's snow on the ground that people are shoveling. And I got delayed in Los Angeles for 48 hours and then delayed at LAX day of when I was supposed to fly out for at least 5 or 6 hours. But we'll get into my travel issues yesterday and some of the Nashville trip that took place over the last couple of days. And that's why you haven't heard from me since last week. And I want to tie into something that I was talking about a lot before I went on vacation. And that is the fact that the American League East is far from over. You know, it was something that I was harping on before I went away for a few days before my vacation. And the reasons I laid out at the time were, look, there's plenty of time left in the year. We've looked across baseball, and if you do that, you've seen that a team like the Red Sox, who stunk, got hot, then stunk again, now they've kind of righted the ship. Same thing with the Phillies. The Astros, who the Yankees will see this week, they got off to a miserable start to begin 2026. 11 games under 500, and now they find themselves still under 500, but in first place in the absolutely abysmal AL West. The Dodgers had their stretch after the trade deadline that was nothing to shake a stick at. So across the baseball season, we have seen teams get hot, get cold, get hot, get cold. And for me, no lead is really safe. And the Yankees control their own destiny because they have four games left with Tampa at the end of the year at Yankee Stadium. They also have a massive series coming up against the Red Sox, where the Yankees will be looking to get their lick back. They will be looking to get some revenge after getting swept out of Boston the last time these two teams met. And that was really the start of the rise of the Red Sox. So it is a circle the calendar week. And when I first brought this up about the American League East, I laid out the upcoming series for the Yankees, and I thought it was an important time and a time where the Yankees could make some hay based on their competition. Seattle, two series with Toronto and Baltimore. And I also said Tampa's not going to run and hide. And they're not a team that is, in my opinion, a great team where, they have this huge lead. It's insurmountable. We're never going to be able to catch up to them. Last year, Toronto, a team that I think is better than this Tampa team, it came down to the final. By the way, there's a moth in here, Rosenberg, and he just flew in my face. Did we leave the window open here? I'm trying to do a radio show, and he flew right into my cheek. Literally. Can you get out of here, moth? By the way, I am stunned that my voice is holding up here. Stunned. This is not really the first time, because I did go away for 4th of July weekend, Ocean City, Maryland, another bro trip, and my voice was fine for that. But generally speaking, whether it's, 4 or 5 days out in the desert in Vegas or Nashville, which I've now been to several times, or wherever I go on these excursions, so to speak, my voice usually stays on location and I don't get it back for a couple of days. But thankfully, it sounds all right. And I've screamed like twice now in the first 4 minutes and it's okay, but there's a bug in here that flew almost directly into my eye. It's very distracting. We're trying to talk sports here.
No, they didn't get the same. So, I just had to kill that fly. It was killing me. So I finally got him. Thank God.
Well, I understand.
He was biting my legs like crazy. Okay, yeah, so I finally got him.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
so
okay,
so I was trying to do here during the live. He just killed a fly. It was just like eating me alive. So.
Yes.
But I finally got him.
Thank you. Okay. My wife bought this thing, by the way, from Amazon, where it is almost like, I feel like Jim Cornette. It's like a tennis racket, so to speak. And it has like a bug zapper in the middle of it. And she'll walk around the house trying to zap the flies. Now, what I say to her all the time is, hey, I have lived in several different locations in my life without you, right? And now I've lived in several locations with you. And what I notice is when I lived on my own, there weren't a lot of flies in the apartment. And now that we cohabitate, there are. Now, I'm not accusing you, but I'm implying heavily that you leave screen doors open, you leave windows open, and you are inviting said flies into the apartment. And I hate flies. And since when do flies bite? Because I know Mike just sat there in the clip. I always was under the impression mosquitoes don't bite you and leave kind of a mark. But this summer, I've been getting bit left and right. So perhaps I'm a little sensitive to insects. Can we open a door in here or something to get him out? How the heck did he get in here?
You don't think mosquitoes bite?
And leave a bug bite? No. Absolutely. Well, no, now I do. But going into this year, I never thought
like
that.
Gnats and fruit flies don't bite, but mosquitoes do.
Yeah, I don't think gnats do either, but I always thought that. No, am I thinking? No, mosquito. Did I say mosquitoes?
Yes.
Sorry, little bots. My brain is still on Broadway. I think it's at Luke Bryan's Honky Tonk. I meant flies.
Okay, much
flies.
Better. That makes
sense. Sorry, little stew knot. I apologize. This shit, we're only in the first 6 minutes here. My mind will be mush by 11 o'clock. I meant flies. Not mosquitoes. Mosquitoes do bite. Flies, I didn't think, bit you, but apparently they do. Where was I going with all this? Ah, yes. So the Yankees, to me, are going to win the American League East. I'll just flat out say it. They're going to win the American League East. And ever since I put it out there that the American League East was far from over a couple of weeks ago, Tampa has gone completely downhill. And a lead that was 6 or 7 games in the loss column is now down to 3. It wouldn't shock me at all. Now, it's a big one against Boston, but if the Yankees have a strong week here, and look, Houston's in first place, Boston's a really good team, Well, the Yankees have kind of handled the Astros in the regular season in recent times. So I don't think the Yankees will have trouble against the Astros. Boston's a whole nother animal, but Houston, I think the Yankees are going to do... Excuse me, the Yankees are going to do... I apologize. Sorry. Well, give me a little time here, please. Don't judge me! You know how much sleep I've had over the last 4 days? Not much. I could tell you about all the, well, not all of them, but I could tell you about a lot of what went down on the trip. And you'd say, well, geez, that sounds like a lot. I would say, yeah, it happened while you were sleeping. Although I didn't see Sandra Bullock anywhere around. I wish I did, but I didn't. There's a lot going on, and I didn't sleep much. That's really what it is. So I'm trying to incorporate thoughts in my head to my mouth. I don't script any of this stuff. I really don't. I probably should have. I probably should have scripted the open tonight. That's what I should. Everybody there, well, not everybody. I mean, some people, well, we miss Steve. I should have scripted the open like Steve. And we already know what it is already with the Tampa Rays and the Yankees, with the Giancarlo Stanton, with the Lugauer in Nashville on the Broadway, with the Tootsies. We already know with the Jason Aldean's rooftop. What is it already with the beer? And then you maybe pop a couple of Zins in and the rumor starts spinning. We already know with what we're talking here. And you know what I will say about Nashville too? The weather is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I've now been there three or four times. I think it's three times, right? Four times. Three times. I've been there three times. And always in the summer. But you know what? Summer around here. I mean, it's been raining for months. That's the other part of this. Has it stopped raining? Enough of this humidity. Part of why my travel issues are such a pain. You might get Tommy the complainer tonight. Part of the reason why I had issues yesterday flying is because it was raining. I don't even want to tell you what I had to do Thursday because we were supposed to get 3 inches of rain every hour. Every hour? That was the weather report for last Thursday. Something's going on here. I don't know what it is, but something's going on with the weather. Because my buddy, one of my friends that was on the trip, he lives in Columbus. He said it's the most rain they've gotten in Columbus in 80 years in the month of July. Meaning for the month of July. So in 80 years of Julys, it was the most rain they've gotten in Columbus. So it's so annoying. We already know with what we're talking, with the weather, with the raining. And then you go on with the honky-tonks. I know what I was going on for. So Nashville, the weather there is amazing. It really is. I mean, it's super hot in the sun, but it's 85 degrees basically every single day, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a 75% chance of blondes. Which, look, now I married a blonde. I can make that joke, although she dyes her hair. But that's okay. It doesn't matter. She's still a blonde. To me, people are always like, well, she wears too much makeup. What do I care how much makeup she wears? I care what the finished product looks like. I don't care what you look like when we wake up. You want to see me when we wake up? Well, let's look at you when you wake up. I care about the finished product. But yeah, there's a lot of blondes down there. And as a guy that, obviously growing up in New York where you see like no blondes your entire life, the first time I went to New Orleans and I saw like 9 blondes walking in a row, I was like, remember the band 4 Non-Blondes back in the day? I think it was a band in the 90s. Remember that one? 4 Rosenberg? Do me a favor, find the song, the hit song for 4 Non-Blondes. They might've had a couple, but the one big song that they had in the 90s. Take your time, by the way. We have all night. So within the next 5 minutes, Rosenberg, just find the song for me if you can. 4 Non-Blondes. But growing up around, as you know, Jersey and Long Island, I mean, literally, you can't find a blonde. If you could search near and far and everywhere.
What's up?
What's up? Yeah, grab it, though, on YouTube.
I just want to hear that.
Yeah. No, well, we'll play like a minute of it, but don't play it randomly. Just let me know when we have it, and I'll cue you up for it. So, yeah, growing up, I didn't see a lot of blondes. And the first time I went down to New Orleans, this was, yeah, I don't really remember where Tex was from. I don't remember what year it was, but it was for my buddy's bachelor party. So whatever, I was in my 20s. And for the first time in my life, I saw blonde-haired girls, and I was like, okay, I like this. There's none in New York. There's plenty down here, and certainly there are plenty in Nashville. But we'll get more into the trip as we go along. Where was I going with all this? Oh, yeah, now I remember. The Yankees, I think, are going to win the American League East. Tampa is free-falling, and not just what Tom Petty would say. They are literally free-falling. I think the Yankees could be in first place as early as Monday, not today, but next Monday. They've already made up half of the deficit in the last week or so. And this is exactly the way I foresee it. This is exactly the way I thought it was going to.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
All go down. No lead is safe. Even the Dodgers, everyone, oh, the Dodgers are going to win the division. Yeah, probably. But baseball this year has been so crazy, so wild, so wacky that I don't feel comfortable. Yeah, you want to make a prediction? Hey, I think Tampa's going to win because of X, Y, and Z. I think the Red Sox are going to win the division because of X, Y, and Z. I think the Yankees are going to win the division because of X, Y, and Z. But to say something is over with this much time left in the baseball season, I can't get on board with that. Also, by the way, maybe I've been gone longer. Maybe I've been up there for a while. Maybe they didn't go tell me anything. When I was here last week before I went to Nashville, George Lombard Jr. was Ozzie Smith defensively. Now he stinks? Did I miss something? I mean, I came back from vacation and all of a sudden George Lombard Jr. can't field? Let's all take a deep breath. Let's all chill. Speaking of taking deep breaths and chilling, we'll get to everyone's reaction to Geno Smith coming up later on this hour. I could not believe some of the stuff that I was hearing and reading about George Lombard Jr. and his defense. This guy was basically a walking gold glove when he first started, which when he first started 3 weeks ago when he was called up. And now everybody is sort of selling their shares and their stocks on his defense. Do we have that Four Non Blondes song, Rosenberg, yet? Or are you too busy napping as soon as the show starts?
No, I was getting
because you were
calls.
Belly aching that it smelled like Alfredo sauce.
It smelled awful in
it
here.
It smelled like must.
Smelled like cheese in here, which is the worst thing created.
It smelled awful. You know how old grandfathers wear the same cologne, that same musk?
Brute.
Exactly. And they wear it when they shave, like they did aftershave. So they're not like Kevin McAllister, they don't burn their face, but you find me any grandfather and he smells like Brut cologne, right?
They wash their hands with Irish Spring,
yep.
And they wear Brut.
Yep. So they always have the same smell. I feel like our control room here at WFAN Studios, which for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, it's where the producers and board operators sit. I always find it to have the same smell. But Rosenberg is crying a river before the show starts that it smells like Alfredo sauce. Which, by the way, as a 50% Italian son, I'm not even sure what Alfredo sauce even smells like.
It smells like cheese in here.
Cheese doesn't have a smell!
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't!
Oh, come on.
No, it doesn't!
Yes, when you have a mac and cheese or a melted cheese,
no.
It smells.
It smells like nothing,
There's
Paul.
An aura with it. It's awful.
No, it's not an aura. What is it, Rick James? It doesn't have aura. It's just cheese. It doesn't have a potent smell to it.
Of course it does.
It does not. Do you have the song yet, please? Because not only am I now getting hungry, here it is. Four Non Blondes. I take a deep breath and I get real high. And I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? Let's get to the chorus, baby. That's it. Here it is. We could kill that. Speaking of the 90s, I was thinking about the other day, Mitch Hedberg, who was a brilliant comedian. A lot of one-liners, very, very funny. The one line, don't do drugs, kids, but I still think this line is funny, where he used to say, I used to do drugs, I still do drugs, but I used to. 888-808-1019, and we don't condone doing drugs here on After Hours, but I do like funny comedy, and Mitch Hedberg was one of the funniest. But I started thinking of Mitch because I started thinking of the 90s with the Four Non Blondes.
How about the Four Non Blondes are still performing?
Really?
Yeah.
Did they dye their hair blonde? That would kind of be going against the...
September 24th, they're in Louisville, Kentucky.
Are they really?
Yeah.
So the four... Did they have another hit, Rosenberg? Because that one I definitely remembered. Like when I hear... But sometimes there's songs from bands like... Because I don't know if they're a one-hit wonder. I don't think they are.
So according to AI, What's Up, Spaceman, Dear Mr. President, Superfly, and Pleasantly Blue are the top five Four Non Blondes songs.
Okay, so they are not considered a one-hit wonder.
No, it's not like Chumbawamba and Tub Thumping.
Yeah. Well, I get knocked down and then
That's
get up again.
One.
Yep.
Their only one.
Which was kind of in the... Yeah, that was their only one. I'm trying to think of... What's the band Warrant? She's my cherry pie. I'm sorry. I was singing all weekend at these honky-tonks. Now I feel like I can sing. Now I... I'm just so used to... So it's going to take a little while for me to get back to Sports Talk Radio host. Just more thinking about singing and being out and about till the wee hours of the morning.
They call you Tommy Tootsies.
That's right. They do call me Tommy Tootsies. And they're going to call me... rack that, though. They call me Tommy Tootsies. Find the one where it's Tommy the Complainer. So when I talk about the flights both to Nashville and back from Nashville, you're going to have to play that. Because there's going to be a lot of complaining. Did you know that my... How about this one? My friend... I'll give his name out in the air. I won't give the last names. My friend Matt, who does a lot of traveling for his work, he's actually about to go. He might actually be on a flight, right? He had a worse travel day than I did yesterday. He is boarding a plane, I think, as we speak, to go to Germany for work. I normally don't sleep on planes. I go, buddy, we basically have 4 hours of sleep the last five nights. I think you're going to sleep like a baby going to Germany. He told me he went to Comic-Con, part of his job, in July, and they delayed his flight. No joke. Because the bathroom light was broke. What? First of all, even if you want to join the Mile High Club, then do it in the dark. You need a light bulb now to go to the bathroom? Take your phone out and use it. They were delayed 3 hours. My one friend who flew to Nashville on Thursday, well, we all did, but he did too. They delayed his flight an hour because they didn't have snacks. It's an hour and a half flight. I think we could live without the Cheez-Its. It's like, I'd rather get to where I'm going on time. These airlines really need to poll the people in the audience or the plane and say, you have two options. The first option is we can delay this flight to California. And as somebody who has in-laws in Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, Tinseltown, City of Angels, and I'm out there, you know, once a year, the flight sucks. It's so freaking long. And you lose the 3 hours, you know, from New York to L.A., the last thing I'd want to do is sit in a damn airport for 3 hours because if I have to go tinkle, I can't see my target. I've been doing this long enough that I probably could do it with my eyes closed. And my wife, because we have this fight all the time, she goes to the bathroom in the dark. That's why when I leave the toilet seat up, she falls in. And then I got to hear about it for a week because she's swimming around in toilet water. That's not my problem. I'll send the Coast Guard next time you're swimming in there. But when I go to the bathroom, I don't leave the toilet seat down. Yes, Paul, what is the problem here? I thought you were about to talk. I thought you were about to tell me, well, let me ask you, I'll even ask the audience, maybe we'll do this later on in the show. We'll stick to sports for a while. But if you're somebody that flies frequently, and look, for some trips, obviously, there's a little bit of wiggle room. But for somebody like me, when I'm going away, you know, for a couple days, bro trip, when I hang, when I party and all that, I'm boots on the ground. As soon as I hit the pavement, I'm ready to rock. I don't want to lose time because the soda cart wasn't purely stocked or fully stocked before we left, and it cost you an hour. By the way, this has nothing to do with what happened to me yesterday or on Thursday. We'll get into that in a little bit. But 3 hours because the light bulb was out. I guess it's the old joke. How many people does it take to fix a light bulb? And why would it take 3 hours, right, to fix the damn thing?
That's what I would say. You always want to have airplane problems on the ground and not in the air.
Yeah, don't be one of these people, though. I understand what you're saying, but, like, let's be real. I mean, the majority of them are on the ground. Okay, fine, but even if there are problems. All right, let's put it this way, Paulie. You're saying problems on the ground. Yeah, there are problems. Mechanical issues. If there is something wrong with the plane where we could have a problem in the air, yes. If the light bulb is out in the bathroom, worst case scenario, someone goes number one on their shoe. Is that a problem?
Yeah, because if
for something... For 3 hours?
If something happens, the airline gets sued. That's what I would
do. Okay, you're probably right on that. Well, would you get... Let me ask you this, Paulie. You probably would, but would a sane human sue the airlines because on their hour-and-a-half flight to Nashville, they weren't provided with Cool Ranch Doritos? Who cares about the snacks? Have we become that highfalutin of a society that we need popcorn and pretzels on a 90-minute flight?
No, but I usually don't, but I will take them for later in the trip. Paul, I will hoard them.
And you know this because you've been to Nashville a couple times with me, too. Team Bride is face-planted on that flight. They're not eating nothing. By the way, so on Saturday night, 3 a.m., the bars close. 2 a.m. at the Broadway bars. It's like a Morgan Wallen song. So these group of girls. And listen, their boyfriends are probably listening, so I'm going to pay them compliments. So it's not even that big of a deal. They were hotties. I mean, they were like six or seven smokes. It's one of those like birds of a feather flock together. I'm sure one of them was less than attractive, but someone's got to be the designated driver. So they were smokes. I mean, seven or eight of them just hot as hell. They are literally walking down Broadway Street to anybody that wants to hear them saying... They had a red-eye flight that night. So do the math here. You figure red-eye 5 a.m., 6 a.m., probably around the time when they're going to be flying out. And this was about 3 a.m. The airport from downtown Nashville, Broadway, wherever, to the airport, Uber-wise, probably 20 minutes. You figured they had to go home. They had to pack. They had to do this. They're probably strolling to the terminal as soon as the airport or the airplane's about to leave, which is very much like my wife. I mean, my wife... So I play it on the side of cautions, and we'll get to your Yankee calls here in just 1 second. We'll get into what happened with Geno Smith over the weekend. We'll get into the Giants. There's so much full menu here, a big Lugowski. But I'm on a tangent here. When I travel, I like to get... Now, they tell you 2 hours. I'm not getting there 2 hours. Why should I get there 2 hours if you're going to delay me 3 hours for a light bulb? So I'm not getting there 2 hours with the potential of a three-hour delay. So I like to get there like 90 minutes. That's New York. If I'm in... other places that don't have 6 million people in it at all times, I'll get there even less than that. But New York, I think 90 minutes is safe, especially LaGuardia. JFK, maybe 140, but LaGuardia, like 130. My wife likes, because I like to get there, I have about 30 minutes or so before they start boarding, right? And I know it's priority boarding, and so you're not even boarding at that point. And if you have a seat, who cares? As far as being there exactly when you're supposed to board. Like, oh, zone 5 now. It's like, whatever. You could be in zone 7. You're still getting on the plane. That being said, I like to err on the side of caution. My wife, different story. She likes to board the plane as it's taking off. She's like Lloyd Christmas running after the plane. Like, literally, the plane is taking off. It's okay. I'm a limo driver. She's like running into the tarmac as the thing is taking off. Whatever you want to do on your own time, Toots. No, I can do that. She's my wife. I can call her that. Maybe I meant Tootsies because I was just in Nashville. Like, if you want to do that when you're out gallivanting, that's fine. They call me Tommy Tootsies. Thank you. I don't want to be running at the plane as it's taking off. I'd like to be on it, ideally, when it's taking off. Yeah, I could be wrong on that. Perhaps I'm a traditionalist, but I prefer to be on the damn thing as it's taking off. By the way, I think the Yankees are going to win the division, and it wouldn't surprise me at all within a week if they're in first place. And as far as the John Carlo Stanton news, no, and we'll get to a little bit more on the other side here. The Yankees haven't officially announced or anything, but Ken Rosenthal had a report today. And once Stanton had another setback, which really, I mean, he had a setback from a setback. He's got a mistress for a mistress. How many setbacks does this guy have? At what point is his entire season a setback? What was he set back from? He hasn't done anything in 4 months. What exactly was Giancarlo Stanton set back from? Last I checked, he was being introduced to the bases like they were going on a blind date. So I knew Stanton wasn't coming back this year. I knew it. I said this about a month ago. I'm like, this guy's not coming back. No shot. He's been out since the first round of the NBA playoffs. Eddie Scazzeri still worked here when Giancarlo Stanton played a game for the Yankees this season. I am Tommy the Visionary. Thank you. Now, as far as Aaron Judge, if you gave me choice of one of them coming, so a couple weeks ago, if you had given me the choice, and I did say this on the air, so hopefully you have a good memory. If not, I'll remind you. I said Stanton will be the guy to not come back. Judge, in all likelihood, will. And I've been optimistic about it, although my optimism has waned slightly. You know, I mean, I was probably at 90% when it first went down, the injury, and he first had to start missing time. Then it went back down, believe it or not, to, or down in general, to 60%. I feel like I'm Scott Steiner doing a promo here. You know, 75% of the time, it works every time. What percentage were we up to there, Rosenberg? We were up 60%, you think? 61? Okay. So we got up to, I would say, about 69%. Good number, good round number. And then now it's back up to 80. Because I don't think it's going to be with a lot of time left on the clock. I think it's going to be the last week in September. Last week of September. And I'm not sure if he's going to be able to play right field all the time, Aaron Judge. I'm not sure how effective he's going to be. But I do think Judge will be back on the field. Stanton, we know, will not. And obviously, what happened over the weekend with Ryan Weathers is a bummer, not only for Weathers, but for the Yankees. And even through, and we know about Max Fried last week. That was last week, right? I can't remember the weeks now. Max Fried might have got hurt.
I got 141 and two-thirds chance of winning.
At sacrifice. Yeah, thank you, Scott. By the way, his son is in the NFL. He got into a fight at the camp. Brock. Rex
German
Steiner.
Suplexed, yeah. The guy.
So, nerdy wrestling. So, it's obviously Scott Steiner and Rick Steiner. Rick Steiner's real name is Robbie, but they called him Rick Steiner as his character because their last name is Rex Steiner. So, it's kind of like saying their last name, but they're not going to call him Rex. They're going to call him Rick. But his son, Brock, I think Scott Steiner's son, Brock, is in the NFL. I think he's on the Saints, if I'm not corrected, or I am corrected, or I'm not. I don't know what I am at this point. But, yeah, and he body slammed somebody on the Lions. Or Cowboys. Good for him, by the way. He's already my favorite player in the league. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ooh, Margaret wants to talk Four Non-Blondes and the Yankees. So we'll go to her first here on After Hours. It's Positive Tommy here in prime time. What's going on, Margaret?
All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
First of all, I don't know what parts of Jersey you've been in, but I'm blonde, I'm a towhead, and I have a bunch of blonde-haired friends.
Wow,
so,
hold on a second here, Margaret. I've been down to Jersey Shore. You're not seeing a lot of, maybe nowadays, but not when I was growing up.
I've been down to Jersey Shore. I go there every year.
How many blondes are on the show, Jersey Shore? There's at least 9 to 10 characters in that show,
well,
not one blonde.
That's a stupid show.
Well, I happen to think it's a good show, but what about the show of me living my life, going down to DJ's and never seeing any blondes there?
Well, I don't know. I'm telling you right now, there's plenty of blondes here in Jersey. I'm a Jersey girl, born and raised. And
yeah, but hold on a second. When we say blonde, do we say tied blonde or natural blonde? Or do you not even care? Does it?
I was born a towhead. You know what that is?
Absolutely not. I thought for a second it was probably offensive, so I didn't really want to go back to it. We looked at each other. No idea.
Towhead, it means that you were born like white blonde hair, like you're a towhead. That means you were born.
I'm a towhead. I was born with like light brown hair. A dirty blonde, we used to call it back in the day. Does that not exist anymore? Calling someone a dirty blonde?
Real blonde. No. Dirty blonde doesn't count.
You're saying, I'm looking it up right now, Margaret. Go ahead and talk. I will look up toe blonde.
That's okay. So, all right. So there's that. And I forgot to add about the flies. If you're down Long Beach Island, and it depends which way the wind's blowing, if it's coming bayside, you're getting the blackhead flies, and they bite.
Got it.
You can't kill them because they're fast. And the greenheads, they're coming off the ocean, but they're slower. They hurt like hell when they bite you.
Right, they do hurt when you help. Let me ask you this, Margaret. Why is it that we can't feel the bug on us until they bite us? You ever notice that? Like, you never feel it until it's already, like, biting you? Are they just, because they're so light, we just don't feel it?
The little black ones,
yeah.
You don't really feel. The green heads, you know you're there. We dig a pile with our feet in front of us in the sand. And kill them and put them in the pile. Like, put them in the ditch. Like, you're dead. You're dead. We would bury them and count them. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So what we've learned from this conversation, Margaret, is there are blondes in New Jersey. You got to avoid the greenhead flies because they will hurt a lot. And do we have a Yankee point as well thrown in here? You can mix in some sports if you like.
I totally agree with you on the Yankees. We're in it to win it. That's it.
Yeah, and that's really the mantra. Yeah, that's the mantra, and I appreciate the call. The blondes. Believe me, I'm well-traveled. Now, maybe perhaps the establishments that I frequent, there aren't a lot of blondes. Okay. When I say something like that, it's obviously being hyperbolic. I'm not saying there are no blondes around here, but would you all agree with me right now that there are more blonde-haired people in the South and California? Alicia Silverstone's character in Clueless, she's blonde, right?
Cher, blonde.
Who?
Cher.
No.
Cher was the name of the character.
Oh, Cher. I thought you meant Cher the singer. I'm like, Cher.
No, Cher was the name of the character.
Yes, as if. That was the, so I think, was that the first role of Paul? You know what I think about with Paul Rudd? And this is not to be, because there are people that are like, people always say that people that are bald, people that are bald when they're younger, like bald. I don't mean balding. I mean, he will be bald. Yes. Was there a little rosacea? I like a good cheek. She's got a fine cheek. People that are bald when they're younger, right? So maybe like they're 25, 26 years old, they lose all their hair and they're bald. Everybody says those people age well. The reason they age well is because they have been bald since 25. So you're used to seeing them all those years bald. So whereas if you lose your hair at 40 or you start to get gray at 40, people think you're starting to look older. So you've already showed your age at 25. Where was I going with all this? Oh, yeah. So I thought Paul Rudd in that movie already looked kind of older. So because of that, the way he has looked since, we all think he doesn't age, when in reality he does age. Does that make any sense? It has to make. It makes sense to me.
No.
What do you mean, not really? Do you know that Paul Rudd is in that movie?
Yeah, of course. It's a wonderful,
tremendous.
It's a great movie and a huge cast of characters. Alicia Silverstone, Paul Rudd, Stacey Dash, Brittany Murphy, Dan Hedaya, Jeremy Sisto.
Yep.
Donald Faison. So it's a really, really, big cast for that type of movie.
You know what's funny? So it's so funny because I was thinking about bringing this up as a topic and we just naturally got there. So perfect. We have talked a lot about a lot of things on this show, not even just tonight, but just in general. And I'm going to talk more from my generation just because I can, obviously. So being 40 years old, that movie character, right? So for some people, it might be Cher in Clueless. I know for a lot of our audience, it is Megan Fox's character in Transformers. Sort of that crush when you saw the movie and you just like completely couldn't even move for like 6 months. One we've never mentioned on this show before, and that this is on me, so I take full blame for this. And don't tell her husband because he was a former hockey player and he can kick my ass. Alicia Cuthbert in The Girl Next Door. I mean, dude, first of all, for obvious reasons. And then second of all, I just saw her acting in that movie and just everything she did was just off the charts. I can't be alone in that one. That one's got to be right up there with everybody. Alicia Cuthbert in The Girl Next Door. Good movie, too, by the way. The ratings for it, I was looking it up the other day, were not great. I think you want to call it teen comedy, if you want a romantic comedy, whatever you want to call it, I think it's excellent. Emile Hirsch is in it, of course. I mean, the plot is what it is, but it's a teen comedy or a romantic comedy. So we're not watching Shakespeare.
You know what's funny? When I think of Alicia Cuthbert.
Oh, you're thinking of... Okay, hold on. Give me 2 seconds here, because I could think of two other things where you would think of her from. It was Old School. She has a cameo in that. I don't want to give away the plot if you've never seen the movie, but she has a small cameo in the beginning of Old School. And then that she was on a TV show that I think you are thinking of. Am I right, Paul?
You are.
Not Are You Afraid of the Dark? Because I think she did like a small little cameo, but she would have been... No,
no, she was a massive part of the show.
House of Wax?
No. 24. She was no, Kim Bauer.
Wait a second. No, 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 no. Alicia Cuthbert was in 24?
She was Kim Bauer.
No, she was not. Yes, she was. Why did I not put two... When did 24 first come out? 2001?
Yeah.
And then when did The Girl Next Door come out? 2004. All right, so 2004. But I still feel like her breakout was The Girl Next Door. Which, did she really like hit it big with 24?
Yeah, no,
like,
she was in it for...
No, of course it got her this role.
80 plus episodes.
Yeah, yeah, but I meant more like her... I guess what I'm trying to say is her popularity. Because if it was 2001, she... What was she? How old? Just the ages here. We don't want to get arrested here. She was. I know she was like 23 in The Girl Next Door. Maybe a slightly younger. 22, I want to say. Which is a great age to be, by the way. You know, one time we were...
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Doing a segment here, and Beningo said, this is typical Joe, he said the best age to be in life, and you're thinking he's going to say like 21 or a round number, a 40. So he goes 42. 42? So, and he gave his reasons, so he had them. But yeah, 42, he said, was the best year of his life. Yeah, well, how old? She was Alicia Cuthbert. I think, yeah, she was like 22 when this movie came out. Absolutely phenomenal. I think the Yankees are, in all likelihood, I shouldn't say in all likelihood, they're going to win the division. And I said this before I went on vacation. I was like, the American League East is far from over. I do think we are going to see Aaron Judge back. And by the way, before we get to Geno Smith coming up, I do want to sneak Philip in a Freeport here, but the reaction to Geno Smith's performance over the weekend, not just what I've heard on this radio station, callers, things of that nature, social media, I want to just talk about that in a little bit. So just give me a second here because I got to do a thing here with Philip. Philip, what's going on?
And before I get to the Yankees, do you understand what you just did with the fly? Did you ever see what Phil Rizzuto did in his Hall of Fame speech? He had a fly all over. Like, what is this fly? Did you ever see that or no?
Yeah, I you know what it is too. I just flies are annoying. They're just one of those things where they're. And we had a previous caller, Margaret, talking about it. They're very difficult to kill because of their speed. And even sometimes when you think you kill them, like we have the zapper, my wife and I, that looks like a tennis racket. Even when you zap that sucker, the thing comes back from the dead. It's like a zombie mosquito. We literally can't kill the thing.
Over here in Long Island, we call them, horseflies.
Horseflies. You're right, Philip. Good right? Job by you. Yeah. Now, PETA's not mad if we kill flies, right? They don't care about flies. I would imagine they don't. They only care about, like, the cute animals, probably. No, I'm just kidding. But the flies are just, they're annoying. Do they serve a purpose? Like, should we not? Because they're annoying, especially when they're in the house, Philip. They're just a pain in the neck. They're like your in-laws. You can't wait for them to leave.
The most annoying, insane flies. The horseflies, they like want to chop your leg off when they sting you. It's insane with that.
You're right. Sting, bite. Yeah, you got it. Now, Philip, are you with me with the Yankees? Do you think they're winning the division, or where do you stand? I mean, they're three back in the loss column.
They're only three out.
Right.
But what's very interesting, though, like, look, they are really doing well. And how about our guy, Jones out there in right field? I mean, he's starting to come along. People think, like,
I've been very impressed with Spencer Jones's second tenure here in the season. I thought his first go-round, he looked overmatched. He just wasn't ready. And I've liked a lot more of what I've seen out of Spencer Jones in this go-around, to the point where I wouldn't even be that upset, or I'd even maybe even push for it, to have him play, even center field in October if Grisham struggles or can't move around out there.
I'll give you 2 points, by the way. First of all, your show sounds fantastic tonight. You're so funny.
Thank you.
Okay, look. Number one, first of all, there's no Aaron Boone talk about manager of the year. This guy has done, this probably is his best job.
Well, a couple things here, Philip. Boomer's been saying it. He thinks he should win manager of the year. Mm-hmm. About maybe a month ago, I said that Aaron Boone is having his best managerial year as Yankee manager. He and I think it speaks a lot. Look, he's still got to slay some dragons and exercise some demons come October. But when you consider all the obstacles that the Yankees have had to deal with, Aaron Boone, this has been his finest hour. And it says a lot about, you could say he's not the greatest manager in the world, fine. But just whatever he's doing this year, it's working. Because I'm telling you, they're going to win the damn division. And with all the sort of things that have happened to them injury-wise and continue to happen to them injury-wise, and it's not like Brian Cashman went out there and traded for 6 million people at the trade deadline. They traded for two people. It's not like they brought in a million reinforcements. The fact that the Yankees are sitting here within striking distance, three games out with however many to play, is really amazing. It is.
It is. And last thing, look, if they're going to put a guy, if they're right at the precipice of getting this division, and there's no outs, and there's a man on second, if you're not going to bump the guy to third, to me, that's real bad baseball. Real bad.
Yeah. It's just, Philip, I hear you. I do. And you know what's weird, Phil? And I'm glad you. If you and I ever go out for a cappuccino, we could talk about this. Maybe perhaps because I'm now north of 40. 41, you feel like you're north of 40 now. the modern, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the modern game is starting to annoy me a little bit with baseball. Somehow, some way, I'm hopeful that we can put the toothpaste back in the tube and we can not necessarily have to get back to what it was verbatim. But could we get, and I understand pitching is better than it's ever been across the board. Let me be, obviously, because then we'll get Bob Gibson and Sandy Koufax. Well, I'm not looking for that. I'm just saying, overall, when you consider all the relief pitching that exists in baseball, and there's bad ones too, but the just the velocity and the spin rates and all this stuff, it's harder now to hit a baseball than it's ever been before. That being said, I'm hopeful that we can go back to a time where, hey, we hit the ball a little bit more. I mean, the strikeout rates are ridiculous. It used to be the guys that struck out 150 times, 175 times, were the guys, the sluggers, that all had hair on their back. Now there are guys out there that are my size that don't have hair on their face, and they strike out 180 times. Can you put the ball in play a little bit? You don't even necessarily have to bunt. You can just hit the ball to right field. Look at me. I sound like a weekend caller. A little small ball. I'll hang up and listen, Richard. Thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. That was some open right there. Not sure what we talked about, but we talked about a lot there. So really whatever's on your mind from that open. And Yankees, we'll get into Geno Smith here coming up. We'll get into Jackson Dart and the Giants in the 8 o'clock hour. It is After Hours. It is a Big Lugowski, a five-hour After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Positive Tommy here in primetime. It is After Hours. It is Positive Tommy here in primetime. Hopefully everybody's having a very good Lug evening. We have a Big Lugowski here going all the way till midnight. It's great to be back here after a few days off, vacation in Nashville, a little birthday bros trip, something that we do annually every year right around my birthday. We'll get into some of my travel issues. Seems to be the theme for me this year. That's coming up in just a little bit. We'll get into Geno Smith's performance in a preseason game over the weekend. We'll talk some Giants, some Jackson Dart, some Malik Nabers, as we got some news on Nabers today as well, as it is trending in the direction. I mean, Harbaugh basically all but said it today that Malik Nabers is going to be ready to go for week one. We'll get into Tyrone Tracy and his status with the Giants. So a lot of things on tap on the menu here for a five-hour After Hours, a Big Lugowski. Let's go to, but the open here, the real meat of the topic that I wanted to start out with here is that, and I brought this up a couple weeks ago, and ever since then, Tampa has now gone downhill, so Yankee fans, you're welcome. And that is that the American League East is far from over. The Yankees, as Aaron Boone would say, Press Secretary Boone, that everything's right in front of them. And, you know, a week ago, the Yankees were, what, 6-7 games out? Now they're 3 games back in the loss column. Now they got a huge series coming up with Houston, an even bigger series coming up against Boston, and they still have 4 remaining with Tampa, where if the Yankees sweep that series, Yankees will control their own destiny. They will have the tiebreaker.
It's right in front of us.
Thank you. They also have the Angels, the Rockies. There is a lot of winnable games, Twins, in here for the Yanks. And it wouldn't shock me at all if we're sitting here a Monday from now, heading into Labor Day weekend. Remember, Labor Day weekend is later this year. Kids are already back at school. I know everybody's bellyaching about that. Yeah, I love when parents complain about their kids. No one gave the kids to you, so you don't have to have them. Stop complaining about them. Oh, they're back at school. Oh, okay. Oh, so now you can't. Now you guys can't go to the beach all day. I mean, really, what a hardship. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You have to drive them to school and pick them back up. Let's, you know, come on. Let's not act like you're it's a big deal that they're going back to school. Come on. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Sam. He joins us from Hempstead. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Tommy, what's going
what's
on?
What's happening, bro?
I'm doing great. You're the best, by the way.
Thank
love
you.
Having you on. Love listening to you every night. It's just been a pleasure.
Thanks.
I want to go back to May. There was a very interesting storyline going around with the Yankees when Jazz went into a slump, which lasted a little longer than we thought. And then he was trying different things to get out of it. He was using Caballero's bat. And then he decided to show up looking like a man out of the 1920s with Giancarlo Stanton's pants.
Yeah, baggy pants.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and I was always curious what was going to happen when Stanton got off the IL. Like, was Jazz going to give him his pants back? But I'm starting to think that that the reason why Stanton keeps having these setbacks is because Jazz has his pants. So Jazz has got to keep those pants. So Stanton keeps getting hurt.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, there's no reason for that to make any sense, what you just said. Literally no reason. It's like four or five guys hanging out on a Friday night, maybe enjoying a little bit of, you know, maybe some of the finer things, and they're all in the back seat just kind of talking. That's what that sounded like. Yes, Jazz will borrow people's pants, like you said, batting gloves. I think he's even used teammates' bats before. I don't think it has any correlation to what's going on. Obviously, Giancarlo Stanton, I would imagine he has more than one pair of pants.
Chisholm!
So I don't think borrowing someone's pants really has any effect on what's going on here. But listen, all jokes aside, and this is another thing I said before I went on vacation. I'm on fire right now. Like everything, not literally, but everything I said last week, 2 weeks ago, is now coming to fruition, including that we have seen the last of Giancarlo Stanton, not only this year, but as a Yankee. It's over. It's a wrap. Luis Garcia Jr. will be the first baseman next year. Ben Rice, who can't field, will be the DH, and Stanton will be out of here. Now, he's been a good Yankee. I think at times an underappreciated Yankee, one of the best postseason performers in the history of the Yankees. And you would love to have his bat in there come October because you know when we get to that time of year, you don't have to worry about Stanton offensively. And we can't necessarily say the same things for, I mean, Bellinger, Judge, the other guys like Jazz or Wells or Grisham. But Stanton, you know, is going to be a guy that can raise his level of play when you get to the postseason. And the Yankees, by all accounts, are not going to have that this year. But it's really no surprise to anybody, and I don't care who's wearing his pants. The bottom line is, it was never going to be a thing where he was coming back. And as I joked about in the open, he's had another setback. A setback from what? Setback from the setback? What is he being set back from? He hasn't done anything. He's been out since April, and we're here in August, and before this setback, he was being, in Aaron Boone's words, introduced to the bases. The guy's been playing baseball for 35 years. He's been introduced to the bases, I would think, already. Why would he need a reintroduction to them? Did he forget the bases? You know, I had a friend like that in college where he would, and somebody who used to work here was like that too. You'll always know that. Now, I will, not with me, because I like to call people my dude, bros, things of that nature. So not when I do it, but you'll know when somebody forgets your name when they don't call you by name. Like you've met them like four or five times and they're like, hey there, sport. Hey there, kid. What's up, bro? They forgot your name because they're bad with names. I had a buddy like that in college. He used to call everybody playa. He's like, what's up, playa? And I'm like, you don't remember my name, which is fine. I've only in the same fraternity as you and we've been friends for 2 years. I'd like to think you'd know my name by now. Was there a point to anything there? I don't think there was. But the bottom line is this. Stanton's Yankee career, from where I'm standing, is over. OVA. Over.
Well, you're sitting.
Well, no, that's just a figure of speech. It's where I'm standing. Like, because I, you're right, I am sitting. But I think it's a figure of speech when you say, from where I'm standing, because I think it's a vantage point thing, meaning you're standing, you can see everything. If you say from where I'm sitting, you don't necessarily have the greatest of vantage points. So I think it's to strengthen the vantage. We could even look that up. Like, why do people, why, what do you just ask AI on one of these?
Yeah,
why,
just ask Google.
Why do people say from where I'm standing? Let's look here. AI is searching. People say from where I'm standing or from where I stand to mean based on my own point of view, experiences, and current situation. You know what's interesting? And I did bring this up a couple days ago to myself. I said self. How did people do stuff like this back before AI and you can Google things and ask? Like, how did we come up with information? Like, where did we? Because
you would farm it out.
What is that? What is that supposed to mean?
You would farm out the question. You would be like, someone call in and tell me where this came from.
Right, right. But here's it. Now, again, I'm.
By the way, 888-808-1019 is the number to call.
Thank you. So we're sitting here and we're asking a computer. I get that. But what if I ask somebody and they, because you know how people are. People have a good way of acting like they know what they're talking about when they're talking out of their ass. You know what I mean? It's the way you deliver it where you say, oh, he must know what he's talking about. Meanwhile, he's fully, you know what? Let's be real. So if I'm, in your words, farming it out, how do I know I'm getting accurate information?
Well, you have to trust the person you're farming.
Would you then crowdsource? Is that the word? Would
yeah,
you then
crowdsource is another word for farming.
You'd ask absolutely. Multiple people, is yes. What you mean. So you'd want a second opinion.
Pre-AI, yes.
It's like the Rodney Dangerfield skit where he says, I went to my shrink or my doctor, and he said, I'm going crazy. And he's like, Doc, if you don't mind, I'd like a second opinion. He said, all right, you're ugly too, right? You're looking for a second opinion on things. Rosenberg has heard that too a time or two. By the way, dummy, while we're on the topic of Rosenberg, the voice you hear, you texted me over the weekend, and I get it, FOMO. By the way, I invited you. You could have came, but you were FOMO in it. And you... We won't go over everything that was said, but one of the things you said was see in September, meaning we weren't going to work together. We're working together today. You texted me on Saturday. You said see in September. You were working with me 2 days after that.
I did say that.
Why? What would you... Did you eat paint chips when you were younger? What would you...
I forgot.
Forgot what? You forgot you were working Monday night? Let's play this out on the air. You forgot you were working Monday night.
I forgot I did not get the slide up this week. So I assume by about the last month I've been working Evan and
right,
Tiki.
Right, because Tiki's out
show,
this
the
week.
Morning show, whatever.
I gotcha.
And I just assumed without looking at the schedule that
Paul,
that same
can
thing
I ask
was
you? Can I ask you kind of a personal question
absolutely.
Here?
You can ask me whatever you want.
As a
do
worker.
You
want to
know why you can ask me whatever?
No, don't say you're a truth sayer or you're... No, you do not. Don't say that you were...
You're my best friend.
We're not. But...
A lot of people reacted to that on that tweet that I put out.
Well, no, what do you...
The post about how we're finally reunited after a long time away.
It has been a long time
the
away.
The best friend.
I'd rather have Connor here than you, but alas, you're here.
And what is this I heard? That you were killing me to Nick Theodoro? Is that true?
To Papa Giorgio?
Yeah, is that true?
What do you mean?
It was like
air?
A 10-minute segment you dedicated to destroying
me? Oh, don't worry.
Me?
Well, yeah, I wasn't cutting you up behind the scenes, so I was just making fun of you on the radio show. Join the club, by the way! What do you... You know what's been said about me on this... Anything that the FCC will approve has been said about me on this radio
station.
I'm not
complaining about my name getting out there. Paul's randomness on Twitter.
It's not about your name getting out there. We bust balls. It's what we do, but I... Yeah,
oh, I'm not angry about it. I just...
Who told you?
I'm not revealing the source.
Rat him out. There's a lot of canaries around here. Who's the snitch? Give me the name.
I'll
tell you what, tough guy. You give me the name, and I'll let you know. If you tell me who told you something, then I'll let you know.
I will never reveal the name of a source.
Okay,
never.
What about... All right, did they work here, or is it just a friend?
No, I'm not telling you that.
Do you know what kind of wide net that casts?
I will never reveal the name of a source.
You're not revealing a source.
It is a source.
You're not revealing the name
that
of
is a source. That is a source.
I'm not going to ask you a follow-up. So if you say someone that works here, I will let it go. I will not, because then, if I start asking questions, we can come up with the answer. Was it someone in your life, meaning outside of this place, or did somebody here tell you? Just tell me. That's all you need to say. And then
both.
I will. Both? Okay, and when was this? Last week?
That you just said that's all I need to say, so that's all I'm saying.
No,
I can't,
I'm not,
implicate Marinara.
It's not a murder trial. I'm just asking you who told you that I was making fun of you on the radio.
I can't implicate them.
What implicate on what? They didn't rob a bank. They dime me out. They're a bunch of canaries
around
here.
They're not diming anyone out. Because again,
what do you mean they dime me out? Now you won't do the same? Dime them out.
I'm better than them.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you're a truth sayer. And when you are going through your life, which is, I know, a lot to unpack, did it ever occur to you to, check your schedule that the schedule makers spend a lot of time working on to see what you would be doing that week, especially in the summer?
Well, that week, yes, I did, because I knew what I was working.
You texted me on Saturday.
Wednesday. I just checked.
That's when you said see you in
Wednesday.
September?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm thinking about another text message, which we can't talk about on the air. So that one we can't, that one we won't reveal on the air. But the other
yes,
one.
Yes, this is happy birthday, brother. Get me a drink. See you again starting in September, probably.
Yeah, what's that all about? Why would I get you a drink when you're
Wednesday
not there?
Wednesday at 12:39 p.m.
Why would I buy you a drink when you're not there? You mean have a drink for you?
Yeah. Well, have a drink for me.
Well, I had several for you. just to make that clear. I had quite a few, but okay. So, all right. Fair enough. You said it Wednesday. You know what then? I will say, based on when you texted me that Wednesday, you're in the clear. You're in the clear. Had you did that Saturday, that would have been bad.
I agree with that.
Wednesday, I could see where you're in the thick of things, and you're off on Wednesdays, so you're probably out slagging around town and doing whatever it is that you do on your off
time. Around town?
Slagging around town.
What is slagging?
It's just, let me look this up here, because I've heard, slagging around town. Okay, here we go. Slagging around town typically means walking or wandering. Tell me if this doesn't fit your lifestyle. Slagging around town typically means walking or wandering aimlessly while playfully teasing, mocking, or gossiping about people and places.
Exactly, me.
Right. So there you are on a Wednesday off slagging around town. 888-801-0019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. If you're on hold right now, we will get to you. Promise. I know I've been talking a little bit, but I haven't been here in a couple of days. I figured you want to hear from me. You want to hear about everything that's going on in my life over the last hour or so of the show, I should say. Not as what's gone on in my life over the last week. But we will touch on a little bit of the trip to Nashville, some of the travel issues I had, not only flying there, but also on the way back. We'll take your calls, continue to take your calls on the Yankees. We will get into the Giants and Jets. That is coming up, including Geno Smith's performance over the weekend. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is a big Lugowski here on The Fan.
This portion of the program is sponsored by Staple.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Keep cool out there, folks. It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.